join Darlene Sala now for a few moments of encouraging words as we reflect on God's care and provision for us.
Because Kim's little brother, Steve, was born with cerebral palsy, he was confined to a wheelchair. Kim remembers going out to play and then coming back to check on Steve. That's when she began to experience twinges of guilt. Why could she run and jump, but Steve couldn't even stand? She felt guilty. One day, during her freshman year of college, the women's chaplain, wanting to get to know her better, began to ask about her family. Of course, Kim told her of Steve and his condition. Kim described how guilty she felt when she thought of Steve. He had so little, and she had so much. Because his life was so restricted, Kim felt undeserving when anything good happened to her. Thoughts of guilt continually plagued her. To her amazement, the chaplain exclaimed, "Kim, now I understand why you're such a special person. It must be because of Steve." The chaplain went on, "You're sensitive to others. You take the time to connect with people. You truly care about those around you. People aren't just born that way, Kim. As a child, you helped Steve and were often his legs. You were forced to think and care for others because of your brother's unusual needs. It seems to me that Steve is one of the greatest gifts you've been given." That day, Kim began to look at her life differently. She had not fully recognized the gift her brother had been in her life. She was able to forgive herself and let go of the guilt she had carried. Kim said, "I understood so little growing up with a handicapped brother, yet God has so tenderly crafted me to be exactly what He wants and needs me to be." Romans 8:28 says, "We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." Those words were true for Kim, and they're true for you too.
You've been listening to Darlene Sala's Encouraging Words. For more information on this program, visit Guidelines International Ministries at guidelines.org.